This is part two that discusses the motivational events of champions. Item 5 is training with athletes who are cooperative. Research has shown that cooperative environments are less stressful than competitive environments. It is not surprising that champions prefer cooperative over competitive associations and practices. In this regard, many coaches err by providing frequent training tasks which emphasize competitions between athletes. Often this is done to toughen athletes for competitions or to develop an appreciation for competition. Unfortunately, competitive situations of practice are not what is preferred for training, nor are they the best way to teach individuals to compete. A competitive atmosphere at practice decreases training effectiveness. Since cooperative environments reduce stress, more resources can be applied to performance improvements at practice. Champions have learned to appreciate this and therefore desire cooperative functioning between athletes with coaches. Coaches should teach cooperation skills, particularly those which are relevant to improving the practice and competitive performances. The sixth characteristic is parents being interested in and approving of sporting efforts. Behind many great champions, there usually are very supportive parents. They have provided, and in many cases continue to provide, the necessary logistical services that transport athletes to and from practices and competitions and pay for the necessities of the sport. This is done without complaint and in a totally supportive manner. A parental role of this nature differs markedly from the stage mother or father role, where the parents dominate an athlete's participation. The penchant for interfering with coaching and club directives, second-guessing coaching decisions, and causing stress or conflict with other parents or athletes in the same club causes them to be more of a hindrance than help for their child's progress in the sport. Age group champions can emerge despite parents of this type, but the child's eventual development to international champion usually is not possible. Champions recognize the importance of parents in their development and ongoing participation. They respect the support that has been offered over the span of their careers. Coaches have to realize that parents are important for athletes to perform their best. Parents need to be informed of their children's progress and training programs, and thus parent education programs are essential for keeping them aware of what the coach is doing and what they should expect of their children. Coaches should encourage parental involvement in the sport. The seventh factor is being able to receive the Outstanding Athlete Award in competitions. Champions may want to participate in cooperative and supportive ways of practices, but they also need some affirmation of their superiority. Their status contributes to their drive to participate. One way of reinforcing that self-concept is to receive the Outstanding Athlete Award in competitions. The surprising feature of this need is that it should occur irrespective of the competition standard. It is just as desirable in low-level as in high-level competitions. It is important for coaches to consider each individual's competitive program and to evaluate if they do or do not foster an opportunity for the athlete to be rightfully recognized as being outstanding. For athletes who are unlikely to be the outstanding athlete, the coach should stress self-improvement as being the most desirable outcome of competitions. Factor 8 is having friends from outside the sport being interested in competitive efforts. Champion athletes like to have friends from within the sport. However, they may also have friends from outside. When those friends are knowledgeable about the requirements for sport participation and they accommodate its special needs, champions are encouraged. Coaches can do much to develop this external to the sport support group by providing opportunities for them to be involved in peripheral activities in the sport setting, such things as attending and watching practices, special arrangements for spectating at competitions, and deliberately talking to them and making them feel welcome. Fostering and accommodating such friendships to support an established or budding champion is a very individual task. This ends the discussion of social factors which motivate champions.